Where are we going?
We're going to Hawaii.
What are you most excited about for the Hawaii trip?
I'm excited to see Daniel, Michelle. I'm excited to swim in the ocean. I'm excited about us going to these circus shows and us surfing and ziplining.
You're going to try a surf lesson?
I'm going to try a surf lesson.
We will put up a video if you get it.
Oh, are you going to catch a wave?
Are you going to surf with us?
Doing here.
Hey, everybody. And welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me, Sis.
Hello, hello. You guys are never going to believe where we're coming to you from.
We did not go back in time to 1982 to a basement.
With the paneling.
With the paneling.
I've been in many a basement that looked just like this.
Just like this.
And late
we were
at
like
night.
making out when our parents thought we
doing
were.
Doing things we shouldn't have been doing. I was not babysitting.
We are not in the 80s. We are in Seattle.
We are in Seattle because we're on the way to
Honolulu. We're very excited.
We're so excited. This is our first leg of the trip.
Yep.
And we're here for 6 hours?
Yes.
Six-hour layover. And then we head on to Honolulu.
So we left Atlanta. Oh, I got up at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Our flight was at 7. You were all at the airport by 5:30.
Yep. We sure were.
We sure were.
It's been a day. We've had already a day.
Don't travel with your friend who's a personal trainer. She's got us running stair flights,
walking laps. I made a rule. We're not sitting for 6 hours.
We have to hold planks if we
misbehave.
It's been a nightmare, guys. But I just ate 2 chocolate chip cookies from the dessert bar. So.
And I'm going to have cookies too. I'm eating Sour Patch Kids all day. So it's all good. So, but
anyway, we're all here. Wanted to jump on. I know we're traveling, but we're going to have Connor and Tanner jump on in a minute to let us know what they're most excited about on the trip.
Yes, we're so excited. This is going to be a week to remember. Hopefully we'll have lots of good content coming. But we're excited about upcoming guests. Hopefully we're going to have some of the people we mentioned last week very soon.
Yeah.
And we just got notification last week that we have got a really exciting, very
TBD, though.
TBD. But someone that you are going to want to hear from. It's a name that everyone will know, particularly if you're of our generation.
Yeah.
And a very, I would say, impactful name in the world of autism. So that's coming up hopefully in December.
Yep.
So we're excited about that.
Yep. Promise we are getting our acts together.
We are getting it together. Once we get grounded after all this traveling, we'll really have it together.
And then, Nikki's been traveling. You wanted to talk about Nashville. She did some really cool stuff at TAM.
We did the Houston recap last week, and that was together. And then this immediate past week, Tanner, I'm going to say Connor.
I swear she wants to adopt.
I think I'm going to steal him. No, Tanner and I went to Nashville and we did a training through the University of Tennessee for the Highway Patrol State Police for Tennessee. It was so cool. And we just did an autism awareness training. I used a bunch of examples with permission from Connor, experiences he's had in his life.
Did you use our example?
I did. I talked about Connor a lot, actually. And then Tanner did a meet and greet and got to like interact with the police officers. And one thing that really struck me, and I don't know why I didn't expect this. I guess I just wasn't thinking statistically. So many of the people in the audience were autism parents themselves. Like, not only are they police officers dealing with it on the job, but they are actual autism parents, mostly to younger children. But it was so wonderful to interact with them and connect with them. And I was thinking this was not going to be a parent-to-parent event as much, but it ended up really being one. And we had some great interaction and just really good sharing. And it was way more warm and emotional than I thought it was going to be. And doesn't Connor have something?
We just got this. I just love that this is becoming up in people's, going from like not in their view up into their peripheral and then into their view that this is something that needs to be addressed and that the police force is really taking it seriously to kind of educate themselves on classic autistic behavior or any behaviors that may seem sort of in other ways misread by the police.
Easily misread.
But really it's someone on the spectrum. So I love that they're doing these trainings. We just got in our inbox an opportunity for a local
in Georgia.
To go. So we should hopefully be doing something like that as well.
I think it's just a great way to give back.
We're rolling with this.
There's cute little kids in this lounge.
They're
So that is the most recent thing. And then after this Hawaii trip, Tanner and I head to Louisiana. for another speaking event with another chance to raise money for a nonprofit that gives all kinds of services in that immediate area in Louisiana. They do school support, community support, all kinds of things. So we're super excited about that. It is a go, go, go kind of fall. But what else do you guys have coming up?
Nothing like super. The new year will bring a lot of cool stuff.
Bring a lot of stuff.
We're actually kind of slating things now. Oh, actually, we are going with Georgie, and we're going to support.
That's right. I forgot about that.
An event that supports where Georgie is. I'm not going to get too specific with it because I don't want to, you know,
like we'll just steal her thunder. Yeah.
Or even just kind of say, going to an event with Georgie and her family to help fundraise for, you know, something that's near and dear to their hearts and something that will benefit Georgie and sort of her immediate circle.
I think that's wonderful.
What the projects are that they're working on in her neck of the woods. So we're excited to do that. We're doing that coming up here in a weekend or two.
Okay.
We'll be off at that event.
And in supporting other cast members' ventures, I saw where Madison has Halloween bracelets on sale at Madison USA. So if anybody's looking for some more Halloween wear, hit Madison Marilla up. She's making some really cute stuff. Oh, and Midge and Tank just found out they're going to walk the red carpet at the CMA Awards. That's a very fun one. So those will be fun events coming up.
And then I know Abby has her YouTube channel and Connor does too.
Yep.
So just, you know, obviously Connor does. Like, if you ever want to get more of the cast, you know, the season's over and we don't know when season 4 is coming out or who's what and where and what's going on, but you know,
you can definitely
get your fixes.
Yeah.
You can do that over there. So we'd love that.
You want to anything? I'm going to tell Tanner to come. Okay.
Absolutely. And then we decided today we wanted to read some DMs. I got a really cool one in my personal one I'm going to read. And then we got an interesting one. Just go ahead.
See if he sees it. I'm looking at Tanner over there. I just texted him. Come on over here.
We're going to get Tank in here. Hopefully he sees his face. Okay. You know, run over there. But so thank you guys for putting up with this on the road stuff that we keep throwing at you. We love that, you know, you're rocking and rolling with us. We appreciate the loyalty because I know it's a little rough right now. We are just not wanting to miss out with talking with you guys while we're on the road. But oh my gosh, here comes Tanner.
My name is Lise.
Hi, Tanner.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell everybody hi?
Hi, everybody.
All right, tell them, where are we going?
We're going to Hawaii.
And what are you most excited about for the Hawaii trip?
I'm excited to see Daniel, Michelle, Osea, and Kamaka. I'm excited to see the ocean. I'm excited about us going to these circus shows and us surfing and ziplining.
So you're going to try a surf lesson?
I'm going to try a surf lesson.
We will put up a video if you get it.
Yes, Mom. I know you'll
put up a video.
Are you going to catch that wave?
Yeah, are you going to surf with us, Missy?
We're definitely going to video it.
We're going to video it. I had a really scary experience in the ocean when I was 15. I'm really, really scared.
I know you'll zipline with me. I'm so excited.
And Tanner, we're going to stand right on the beach and video the whole thing while you're taking your surf lesson. We're going to walk.
Yes, Tom.
We'll be right there.
This is so perfect.
So great.
Are you so excited?
What are you excited about? Any kind of food that we might eat?
Yes.
Oh, tell the people.
I'm excited that we eat Korean chicken.
Pineapples.
But I don't want to eat Hawaiian pizza because it has pineapple on it. I don't like pineapple on pizza. But I'll eat pineapple because I like pineapple.
I'll eat the Hawaiian pizza.
You can eat it.
We'll eat it.
You like pineapple on pizza?
I love it.
And you can get pepperoni.
Okay. I get pepperoni. It's my favorite pizza. That's right. We're still friends.
I'll
eat cheese pizza too. Yeah, Mom.
Anyway, well, okay, cool. Is Connor around? No. He's gone. We're making Connor walk.
Yes, Mom. It's so fun, Mom.
All right. Thanks. Okay, what do you say?
Bye-bye, everybody. Who's on there?
So while we wait for Connor,
oh my God, he's so funny. Connor to come back, this DM came actually through to my personal Instagram, which I was really touched that you reached out to me directly. And I'm just going to use your golden son. Okay. So she writes, "Hello, Lise. I'm more of a YouTube girl and really on Instagram. So forgive me for only just following you now." Forgiven. That's fine. "I've been watching Love on the Spectrum since season 1 and then became a Car Rides with Connor viewer."
Yay.
"Because I love seeing you and your family. I also listen to the Talk to Me Sis podcast every week. So thank you for that. And let's see. I love the real and goodness that you bring. I'm a girl in my 20s, and I do not have anyone on the spectrum currently in my life.
That's so cool.
Connor made me think of kids that I grew up with in school that, looking back, I wish I was more educated on. So even though I don't know anyone currently, I'm enjoying educating myself and turning on YouTube, and every episode is a treat. I love you ladies and, of course, your families, and I wish you all the best. I'm a silent viewer for a while now, but seeing Connor on TV made me want to reach out and say hi. I'm prepping to hopefully start attending law school next year, and I'm really motivated by empathy and how we can make more opportunities in our country for people on the spectrum and other marginalized communities to be represented and heard in all spaces. So I love listening to your podcast, and I love seeing Connor achieving more and more goals and accomplishing so much, not only helping people who are parenting people on the spectrum, but also sharing invaluable experiences with those like me who want to learn more about others and expand our mind. Thank you for sharing your hearts and your stories on Talk to Me Sis. Thank you for all the mornings and the car rides with YouTube. Also, thanks for hearing Connor's random facts and about different things. Best to you and your family. Girl.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
You're amazing.
And another one in her 20s.
She's in her 20s. And she's also trying to learn. She's in China trying to learn Mandarin. I mean,
oh my gosh,
this girl's a top performer. And I'm just really excited. But
that's
what
so
I
cool.
love is... I didn't even think about the people who just, like she said, she wished she had more empathy mm-hmm. in school.
And hopefully this will affect those younger people who yeah. are now seeing it, and then they can educate their kids. So then when they have them, so then their kids will go to school.
Yeah. And just
and
have
be
more tolerance.
More cognizant and more awareness just yeah. than we did. Our generation just didn't know.
Yeah.
We just didn't know anything.
And in our generation too, they were isolated yeah. in different classrooms. Mm-hmm. So just, we're just out here, you know. Thank you, though, so
yeah,
much.
That
Golden
was
Sun. I
Golden,
love that message.
I know.
It was such a good
That was so, so sweet.
Well, who did you hear from?
All right. I heard, I believe this is from Crystal. And she said, I just wanted to say thank you guys for doing this podcast. My husband and I are both police officers, ding, 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 that are raising twins who are 3 and recently diagnosed with autism. Wow. We have older teens as well. So it sounds like a little bit of a gap in the family. The diagnosis almost broke our family. It was a hard truth to accept, but listening to you guys gives me so much hope. Oh, our twins are perfect and beautifully made. I just need to keep finding more amazing resources and people who advocate for kids like them. That's so cool. That makes me so happy.
Yep.
When we're making people hopeful and making people feel seen, that really is. It's the whole reason.
You have
to do it.
And
it really is.
I just think that, you know, we were very frank in our earlier episodes mm-hmm. of the diagnosis that it did. It shocks you. It throws you for a loop.
It
puts tension in your marriage. And that's all real stuff. And just feel it all. But keep hope, work together, and take it from me. Do everything you can to keep your family together.
Yeah. Well, keep going, Crystal, and family. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to keep up for you.
Yes.
Did you have another one? Do you want to read yours while
sure.
I find the other?
Okay. This is from Catherine. And wait till you hear these numbers. I listen to you both faithfully, and I'm so thankful to find a safe, non-judgmental place that supports one another with such kindness and love. I am a mom to 7 kids, 4 of which are neurodivergent.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
That's a busy mom. Yep. We've adopted 3 kids from foster care, but that's another diagnosis journey coupled with a lot of trauma. My oldest daughter is 17, diagnosed with autism and ADHD, and she's getting ready to turn 18. I would love to hear an episode on your tips about all you had to do as they turned 18 and the transition to school, college benefits, supportive decision-making. It's overwhelming to make sure all the boxes are checked for her before she turns 18. She is also such a good masker. I'm constantly having to remind teachers, staff, and providers that she might not be understanding. My daughter loves love on the spectrum and hopes to one day find love like her sis. Thank you for giving us hope, and to Connor and Tanner for being willing to share their stories with the world.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, 4 children with differences. I can't imagine the load.
And I just think too, you know, obviously it sounds like two of your daughters get masker. And I know this was the case with Connor. You know, he kept it together as best as he could at school mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. just unglued at night with us. And it's just, it's a lot.
It's hard. So, and it's hard to know how to handle that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to your point, that's a whole episode in and of itself, is that when they age off of their IEPs in school and just that cliff that we're all standing in front of. And
yeah,
maybe we have like Ashley from Pursuit or somebody. We
yeah.
really need to have a good dedicated
well,
episode.
And like and some of the gals from Houston, because like they all have options for people who are beyond the schooling years.
Yeah, there's so many options.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get a lot of answers over the course of several episodes, because it is such a such a huge transition. And you know, like for us, we did a gap year working on independent skills and part-time employment from the home, but still living at home, and then went on to a college program. And I'm hearing more and more and more college programs popping up all over the country. So if that's a consideration, it's definitely something, think about.
Connor wanted nothing to do. He was done. And so we went straight into the workforce, and I went fumbling around by myself, no support. And wow. Connor was bullied in the workplace. And it took a while to get the right placement. I don't recommend to do it the way I did it. Hopefully what I did, don't do like I did kind right. of thing. And we can kind
yeah,
of
yeah, we do an episode like this is what yeah. I would have done differently or would not have done.
Or the resources I would have looked for or should have looked for.
Right.
So there's that.
Which I think are becoming more and more as time goes on, thank God.
And then we had another one. This is from CJ. I'm watching one of your podcast episodes, and I think it got posted a couple days ago. I'm wondering if you could tell me why Connor pays for his own health insurance.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
I assumed that as an adult with a disability, you would have Medicaid. Is that not true? I'm asking because I have 3 sons diagnosed with level 3 autism, and I thought they would keep their Medicaid as adults. So Connor was always covered by his dad's insurance and aged out. Okay. And to be honest, I was scrambling multiple reasons, and he was suddenly diagnosed while he was under his dad's insurance with a thyroid condition and a medical issue, and I did not want any lapses, and I just didn't do any of the legwork. So he was always covered by private insurance from his dad until he was 26. So I went and found just another option for him, and he does pay for it. Right now, we're in a position where he can handle that. But obviously, you've just actually perked my awareness up that maybe I need to look into some other options. But we were in treatment and care, and I didn't want to lose any lapse in care because we were in the throes of when his thyroid was at its worst.
And you had to have,
I just didn't want any lapse in care.
Anything.
So anyway, we are doing that right now, but we will also dig in. That would be another great one.
It would be another great subject matter.
And help figure out stuff. So thank you, guys. That's why we love your messages. Keep them coming. And we're talking.
Yeah.
We are really excited about December.
Yeah. So excited about December. It's going to be good. And hopefully more than one. We're working on a couple.
Yes.
But we've got one for sure.
So Connor, I'm just going to be full disclosure. We have had this really long layover. But Connor has been working junk food like a job this entire trip. He's had gummy savers. He's had... And he is just farting around. So my friend, who's also traveling with us, is taking him for some laps around the airport. That's why we don't have him jumping in like Tina just was. And
they're getting a good walk.
They're getting a real, she's going to walk.
Because we thought he'd be back by now, but he's, a good thing.
She just texted saying, Connor's cracking me up. I'm having the best time talking with him. And good Lord, I've taken a hell of a lot of pictures. So he's obviously getting stopped out there in the wild.
I love it.
I don't know, if Connor's going to get to jump on this one, but he needs to be walking, guys. So let's just support them.
We are applauding the physical activity. Good job, Connor. Yes. Good job, Connor.
And we were doing some funny content, and we're going to have more to come. So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But we just didn't want to miss out on seeing you guys this week. It'll be a short one.
It will be a short one, but that's okay.
And
that's
thanks for putting up with the report.
Yeah.
No, really, we're back in
1980. Four.
Whatever. This is weird. Anyway.
So funny.
Anything
else? I don't see him.
I don't see him either.
We're good to sign off from Seattle?
Yeah.
We are sleepless in Seattle.
We are sleepless in Seattle. That is so
We
true.
Are sleepless in Seattle I'm right
so
now.
Done. Wait, we did have one more thing to talk about. I don't know if you've noticed. This is a lovely tan wall, but we're also lovely shades of
let me show them my feet.
Oh gosh, we're gonna do feet.
They're so brown. Can you tell? Look how abnormal my toes are.
So we free foot pics.
Free. You're welcome. So you are welcome.
We thought because we're going to Hawaii, maybe I should just get a little spray tan.
Right.
I did the spray tan and I left the little visor down. And I have a nice line of tan, and you slept in
and
there.
I was
so
hardcore because I didn't want to lose any of it, so I just went to sleep. But I slept sticky,
and I'm not supposed to do that.
I'm really brown.
So anyway, if we're blending into the paneling, it's seamless. We just thought that was funny. We're a pair of idiots.
We are, because we were like, no, we're going to hit Hawaii tan. We're not going to wait to get there.
I didn't want to get in my swimsuit and just be like.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be glowing. My son-in-law was like, aren't you going to Hawaii? You can get your tan there. I was I'm not going to step out on that beach in my lily white October paleness, which is not a pleasant experience for anyone.
We overcorrected.
Imagine that we would overdo anything. Never before.
Yeah. Just thought that was funny.
So this has been a very random episode. We hope you enjoyed it.
Also, it's the sleep deprivation. The wild ride.
But we did not forget. We did not forget. We showed up.
We showed up.
High five.
We're here. I promised myself after we did this, I'm treating myself to a vodka soda.
Okay, great.
The next flight.
Awesome.
Anyway. All right. Well, listen, we're out of here.
We love you, mean it.
Bye. I'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you don't have a touchscreen.
Wait, stop. We don't want to leave.
No.
We don't want to leave.
Lastly, everybody, if you liked hanging out with us today, do us a favor, hit the follow button, leave a rating, or drop a quick review. It helps more than you know. And if you really loved it, send it to a friend who needs to hear this. And if you're interested in sponsoring a future episode, please send us an email at talktomesismail@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and love you, mean.